Well, coming up very shortly, you're going to get a chance to hear music from Cello Fiori. Good morning to Ralph and Crabtree. Ralph just wrote a few moments ago. He's in Titusville today. And we mentioned earlier his son Chris is 18 tomorrow. I remember when you were born, Chris. And they're visiting the Titusville Railroad for Chris's birthday. And he mentioned that from Crabtree to Titusville, he kept listening the whole way just by changing affiliates and following SLV along his path. So we were happy to hear about that. I think we are ready to go. I'm just double checking that we're ready to go. You'll enjoy what you're about to hear. I'm going to make sure everybody's where they want to be as we get set for you. We'll talk more about the group and their background and who everybody is here in just a moment, but let's welcome Cello Fiori. Thank you. Cello Fiori, my goodness. It's incredible. They're set up here in our theater space just outside of our studio. And I think everybody's been here before. I know Nicole has, and you guys have, and Throckmorton has, I think, in a different guise. Drummer Dave, at least you've been here a few times before. Let's talk to Nicole first, who I always sort of think is the spokesperson, but I don't know if that's really true or not. First, tell us about the composition we just heard.
The first piece you heard was called Tundra, and it was a piece that Simon wrote. It was a result of a collaboration with a dance company here in Pittsburgh called Bodyography Contemporary Ballet. We were fortunate enough to do two ballets with them, and we wrote a lot of new music to go along with their dancing.
Well, that was quite a song. And this is Nicole Myers, by the way, who's one of three cellists who are playing right now. And then did you sort of morph into a second piece, or was that just, that was all Simon's piece?
Yeah, that was actually an excerpt of the end of the piece, and it sort of had a tempo change there at the end just for a different feel as we played out the composition.
Well, it was great. Let's meet Simon, who is another cellist who's here, Cello Fiori. Yeah, that sort of gives you the idea of what's going on. How are you?
Good. Doing really good.
And Simon Cummings is who you're meeting. And is everybody writing in the group, or is it mostly you? Look at all those notes. Oh, my gosh. There's like more 16th notes there than you can. I'm not used to seeing music like that. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of notes. Ben and I write about 50-50 down the middle percent of the music, and then we bring in Dave, and he adds the percussion flavor.
Do you hear this in your head before it comes to pass, or is it composed sort of spontaneously as you noodle around? Or I mean, can you explain how this gets to our ears from your brain?
Yeah, I wish I could explain it better, but I know part of it I hear in my head, and then part of it comes from noodling around, so it's sort of a combination of the two. I definitely get ideas just like sitting anywhere, just thinking about music, and I'll start writing in my head, and then picking up the cello really helps to kind of fill it out.
Now, somebody over there has a Purple Fiddle bumper sticker on their case. That's Nicole. You all might. And what that shows to me is something, actually it demonstrates something that I had a pretty good sense of, but you may be surprised to know that these guys play in a lot of different places. Here we are on the radio in our theater space, but the Purple Fiddle, if it's the one I'm thinking of, is a small little club in West Virginia that probably could hold maybe six more cellos, and that would be about it. what did you do when you were there? The same kind of music, or did you adapt?
We actually, usually, whenever we play there, we fill it out pretty decently, and we play about the same kind of music. We haven't played with our drummer yet down there, but we play with cellos, and we usually have a great time, and people are always kind of amazed to hear cellos down in West Virginia play rock music, so it's kind of cool.
And I guess that really is it in a word or a phrase, is cellos playing in a rock idiom. I don't think of it quite. I guess I don't. These days, you know, in the digital age, we're supposed to put everything in a genre, but I've never been able to do that, even in the analog era. But probably a good phrase, if you're trying to explain what you're hearing to people, is these classically trained cellists are playing rock music, and a drummer too. Wow. I guess that's a good way of putting it. Let's meet the other cellist who is over on our left here, and that would be Ben. It's Munoz?
Yeah, Munoz.
Munoz, thanks. Now, were you here before?
Yeah, I've always been here.
It's been a couple years since you were here, so my memory's getting bad. I can't, and you're too old for me to say, oh, you've just grown a lot since you were last here. I could say that if you were like 10 or something. So you also write. Is your process similar to Simon's?
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, a lot of it comes from just sitting with the cello and seeing what works and just kind of playing around. And the other part is just really, you know, sitting there thinking about, you know, just what comes to your mind from wherever, from, you know, from whatever your surroundings are.
How did you guys all meet up?
It was about 4 years ago that all the three cellists started playing together, and none of us were actually at school at the same time, but the cello world in Pittsburgh is pretty small. A lot of people know each other, and we all stayed with the same couple teachers, and just kind of went from there.
Were you all at Duquesne? That's my memory, but it may be bad.
I was at Duquesne. Simon and Nicole were at Carnegie Mellon.
Okay. Shame on me for not remembering my own alma mater. Sam's a cellist. He's in there at the board. And
awesome.
I just realized how much he must really be enjoying this. Maybe he can jam with you later. Maybe. Who knows?
Well, there's some small cellos out here. You know, you could come and rock out with us.
And I know we've got Maya, Zachary, and Joshua may join us a little later. Let me just say hello to Dave Throckmorton, who I think I know from the jazz world, right? We see you playing jazz now and then with Ben and with some others. And you're relatively new with the group.
Yeah, I've been playing with these guys for almost 2 years now. I met Nicole playing with some other musicians around the city, and that eventually led to me playing with Cello Fury.
Yeah, and you sound really good. You know, during your first song, I was in the studio still, and I was listening to the sound check a little bit. And there's a real art, you know, to doing this where you don't want to overpower what they're doing. You want to reinforce it and kind of move it along, too. And it's really a neat sound to hear you behind these guys. It must be a lot of fun for you, too.
Yeah, it's nice. As you said, I've been here playing jazz before, and I get to bring a lot of those nuances and elements to this band. With Simon and Ben writing a lot of through-composed material that can be quite complex, I get to kind of still improvise a bit back here. And, you know, even though it can get not overpowering, as you said, they still want me to kind of be explosive at times and other times be a little more... hold back a little bit.
Yeah, and it's really, there aren't many places where I think you're going to hear this combination of instruments, and it doesn't seem that complicated, right? Basically cello and percussion, but it's the arrangement and the way they are playing and the individual minds that each of them have as they bring this all together. What's next, Nicole?
We're going to play a piece that Ben composed. It's called Going Against All Odds. The first part of it's sort of a slower chorale that just features the cellos. And Against All Odds is one of our newer tunes that's on our latest album.
And we'll tell you more about how you can get the album and maybe some upcoming gigs in a few moments. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. This is all live, and once again, live Cello Fury. Cello Fury, I can't say wow after everything. What really struck me about that listening, everybody sounded great. I hope you could hear the three cellos individually as they were playing. And Simon, you were playing some really high notes on that, relatively high notes. Like, can you just play a couple of, I just want to be sure that people could hear, because you might have thought that there was a violin here or a viola. Did you know that could come out of a cello? I didn't. That's really pretty cool. Do cellos and symphonies ever play that high?
Not usually, unless there's a cello concerto.
Yeah, I always try to find things that I've never encountered before. And I swear I heard you doing some harmonics, although I'm not sure. That might have been just the room adding some of them. Nicole's nodding her head. Do you think some might have been just happening out of nowhere, too?
Yeah, there definitely are some harmonics in the piece, and the cello is a great instrument. It has lots, quite a range of harmonics. Maybe I can show you how many harmonics are on the cello.
That was really neat. Who needs a theremin when you can do that? Just one string, and there must have been maybe eight. I'm not sure if I wasn't really counting, but there are quite a lot that are there.
You've got a great ear, yeah.
I don't know about that, but that was a great piece. Now, there's two more people here all of a sudden. Are they going to play in a minute? So can I say hello to them, or you can tell me who they are?
Yeah. Well, we have some special guests here today. They came to our Cello Fury Rock Camp last year, and so we're having our camp in a couple weeks. We wanted to invite them to play a piece with us, and they're both students of mine from the Pittsburgh Music Academy, and maybe they can introduce themselves to you.
Terrific. And as I'm on my way over to meet you, Bruce called from Ingram mentioning how much he enjoyed you at the Arts Festival yesterday, I believe it was, or Thursday, and he wanted me to pass that along. And are you Zachary?
Yes.
What's your last, or what's your full name?
Zachary John Wu.
And it's nice to meet you. How old are you?
9.
And when did you start playing the cello?
4.5 years ago.
So you've played cello for half your life, pretty much. What do you like about playing it?
Well, I have a great teacher, and what I like about playing it is that you don't really, first time you play it, you kind of have to look at the strings to get the notes, but when you over time you get used to it and you don't really have to look.
And what do you do with your eyes then, afterwards?
You just focus on the music that's in front of you, unless you can memorize the piece that you're playing.
So you can really, it's almost like, it becomes very natural. It's kind of like from the pages to your eyes to your hands, and it's almost like the instrument becomes part of you.
Yeah.
Neat. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Do you have any family members here?
Well, over there I have my little brother and my parents.
And what's your little brother's name?
Joshua.
And he's learning to play too, right? Uh-huh. I thought so. Anything else you'd like to say? Okay. And let me move over to meet, I think it's Maya Winter, and I'm told you're 7. Is that right?
Yep.
And tell me about you and the cello.
Well, I started playing cello when I was 4, and how I came to know the cello, I was at my first symphony, and I asked my mom, what's that instrument? I really like the deep tone of it. And she said, a cello. And I said I wanted to play it. I just played it.
Well, that's really very nice. Where do you go to school?
Waldorf.
And that's a great school. I've been out to Waldorf a few times. And how nice that your mom helped you. Is your mom here today?
Yep.
There she is, sitting up there. Is anybody else here with you?
No.
Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening at home?
Uh-huh. My brother and my dad are listening in the car, and my cousins and my aunt and my uncle are listening in Maine.
very good online, and it's always nice to have maniacs with us. That's what they like to be called, I think. I forgot to ask Zachary where he went to school. Zachary, where do you go to school?
Trinity.
Nice to have you here in Washington, right?
Well,
there's lots of Trinities. Is it in Washington County? Forest Hills, okay. That's close to where I grew up. Thank you, both of you, for being here today. These guys, each of you has been playing cello for half your lives. You guys have probably been playing cello for, yeah. The older you get, I guess the greater percentage it starts to happen. Because did you guys all pretty much start when you were that young, 4 or 5?
We weren't quite as young as they are. They study the Suzuki method, which is sort of a learning by ear method. And so they were able to start at a very young age. We all started traditionally in the strings programs at our schools. Simon's a native of Pittsburgh. He started in the 3rd grade. I'm from Lancaster, PA. I started in 3rd grade. And Ben's all the way from Kansas City. And his mom is a cellist, and he started when he was in 5th grade.
Yeah, and as I think about it, that's how it was when I was in grade school, too. You pretty much... you know, you got your flutophone, and then you got drumsticks or something, and then you got tracked in strings or brass or woodshop, depending on how you did with the earlier instruments.
So we're going to play another piece for you, and we're going to be featuring Zachary and Maya. This is a piece called Ultimatum, and it was co-written by Ben and Simon, and here's Ultimatum.
And while you're listening, consider going to cellofiori.com, where you can find out more information. And we'll talk more about CDs and appearances in a little bit. Here again from the Saturday Light Brigade, Cello Fiori with Ultimatum. Cello Fiori, did that go about the way you were hoping it would go, Maya?
Yeah.
It sounded really good. I was talking to your mom for a little bit, who doesn't play an instrument, huh?
What?
Does your mom play a musical instrument?
She used to play flute.
Okay, but not anymore. So you're the musician of the family. And what did you think? Did that go about the way you were hoping it would go, Zachary?
Yes, it did.
You guys are really good. How was camp? When you went to camp last year, would you recommend that other kids consider it?
I think they would consider it fun and exciting.
So you think it would be good for them to go? Because I think there's going to be cello, or is it, it's Cello Fiori Camp, not just Cello Camp, it's Cello Fiori Camp. Would you recommend it too?
Yeah.
Good. And let's find out when it's going to be, and I hope there's still some openings available too.
It is the last week of June, and there are a few openings left. We could use a couple more violists and maybe some violinists. If anybody between the age of 8 and 14 is interested, they can get more information on our website.
So, and that is cellofury.com, and that's the group you're listening to right now. Now, you mentioned an album earlier, which is relatively new, right?
Yeah, we our album came out in February, and we also recently produced a music video. So if you go to our YouTube channel, you can check that out. We're very excited about that. And we actually had one other special guest I wanted to introduce to you, and he's going to help us talk about the next piece we're going to play.
Excellent. And is this Joshua that we're going to meet? Hi, Joshua. Is Joshua playing or co-hosting with me?
He might be co-hosting today.
Hey, Joshua. Joshua, hi. My name's Larry. How old are you?
Can you say?
4.
And what instrument do you play?
Sometimes Zachary.
You play with Zachary sometimes?
Yeah.
And what's the name of the instrument?
A cello.
And what do you like about playing the cello? Is it fun to play? Is it? It seems fun. Do you know anything about the next song that we're going to hear?
He was going to tell us that we're going to play in a style called pizzicato. Can you come over to my cello and show everybody what that is?
People can just hear. Pizzicato. So this is P for pizzicato, P for plaque. And this is that sound... That's all. We were just talking about the beauty of plucked pizzicato strings, and I like the name of this composition. And this one, I don't think was written by you guys. Oh, gosh, my eyes are getting bad. I saw the JC, but I didn't see the Simon, and I'm thinking, who is that relative? Same last name. I blitzed right through the Simon there. It's called Pins and Needles, and this again is Cello Fiori. Thank you. Cello Fury at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that song reminded me of something he said earlier, which is that you have played with people dancing and have collaborated with dancers. And the idea of movement accompanying that particular composition is really intriguing. And it would be wonderful to watch that sometime. Do you have any public performances scheduled soon?
Yes, we'll be playing out in Foxburg, PA on Friday. And we have our complete calendar at www.cellofury.com. We're playing all throughout the summer in various places. We're actually going to be heading out to the Midwest to play some shows in a couple weeks, so we should be you should be able to catch us sometime soon.
Are there other groups pursuing the same kind of thing? I mean, clearly you are your own, but are there other people sort of fusing classic and rock idioms together more so than, say, 10 years ago?
I think so. I think the future of music has a lot to do with different styles combining forces. You even find some rappers who have string players on stage now, and I think different people from different backgrounds getting together and kind of fusing their music is really interesting, and that's what we're trying to do, trying to take the rock music that we like listening to and combining it with our classical training.
Yeah, you don't hear synth strings that much anymore, which is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. We have time for, I think, one more, if that's good. I just wanted to be sure if Simon or Ben or Dave had anything else to say. I want to thank each of you for being here with us today, Ben Munoz and Nicole Myers, who you just heard, and Simon Cummings, and Dave Throckmorton, also Maya Winter, and Zachary Wu, and Josh, too, out there. And what are you going to finish up with?
We're going to play a piece called Daybreak.
Daybreak. Thank you for being here. Once again, Cello Fury. Oh, Join us again next week for the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday. Thanks to Cello Fiori for a wonderful performance.